The Michigan FFA has always valued a more hands-on approach. Recently, the organization treated its state officers to 3 days of business and industry tours in Michigan's southeast region. We hear about that experience in this story provided by the Michigan Farm Bureau.
The week of August 3rd saw the 2015-2016 Michigan FFA State Officer Team spend 3 days in southeast Michigan on business and industry tours. Co-sponsored by Michigan Farm Bureau and the Michigan Potatoes Industry Commission, in cooperation with the Michigan FFA Foundation, the tours aim to help the young leaders better understand Michigan's agricultural diversity and the opportunities and challenges that face employers. The FFA state officers kicked off their three-day marathon with a visit to the Michigan Milk Producers Association headquarters in Novi. Then they ventured to Detroit to learn about the urban farming initiatives of Hance Farms, including Hance Woodlands, which is a project to transform more than 140 blighted acres on Detroit's east side into a hardwood tree farm with 15,000 trees. The officers also visited with Southeastern high school teachers to learn about the partnership with Hance Farms and their efforts to provide agriculture opportunities to students in Detroit.
Personally, I know that I was not too informed with all the different things that agriculture has to offer besides just your regular crop farming, livestock, and your typical stereotypes of that kind of stuff. So I think it really, and it helps us really relate to all the different community members, such as downtown Detroit. A lot of agriculture goes on down there, and I didn't know that. And so we were able to talk to different leaders in agriculture in downtown Detroit and realize that they have a lot to take part in what happens in our world.
On Tuesday, the day started early at Wholesale Produce Terminal and the Rocky Produce Company, providing them with a glimpse of the wholesale process for fruit and vegetable products to restaurants and grocery stores. The next stop was the Nicholson Shipping Terminal and Dock Company, where the state officers learned of the need for shipping agricultural freight, as well as steel used to make agricultural equipment on the Great Lakes and other waterways. From there, they toured Detroit Eastern Market, the largest historic market in the country. Better Made Snack Foods was the last stop of the day, where the FFA state officers witnessed the process of making potato chips and even had the opportunity to taste some.
My favorite part of the business and industry tour was visiting the Detroit Produce Terminal in the Eastern Market. That's kind of where my family grew up, so it was really cool for me to go back to see where my roots were. Now, going there, I learned a lot about what the produce industry is accounting for in this day and age and what the industry demands and trying to seeing what jobs are available. So I think that was my favorite part.
Day three started out at Post Gardens Greenhouses in Rockwood, where the officers toured 40 acres of greenhouses and saw plants and vegetables that are sold to retailers. The group then traveled to Manchester to see Albert's Orchard and Cider Mill. Fusilier Family Farms was next, showing how an individual farm itself can be diversified. The officers were able to connect this farm back to the Fusilier Farms booth they saw at the Eastern Market the day before. The tours then concluded with a visit to Horning Farms, a family dairy and crop farm.
In total, the group visited about a dozen ag-related businesses throughout Detroit.